Federal agencies saved more than $136 billion since the Government Accountability Office's 2010 report on agency waste, overlap, and duplication. In GAO's latest and seventh annual look-see, auditors identify 79 new actions, count them, an agency can take to save even more money and improve efficiency. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has more.
GAO released its annual report on fragmentation, overlap, and duplication at executive branch agencies, and once again, the Defense Department, the Health and Human Services Department, and the IRS are the agencies with the most number of not addressed or partially addressed actions. A newly opened action at the Defense Department urges DOD to improve its commissary management, which could save the department $2 billion. HHS needs timely, complete, and consistent data on Medicaid personal care services so that it can effectively monitor the services and lead to savings of tens of millions of dollars annually. IRS could save hundreds of millions of dollars if it improved administration on several tax credits. While most of the recommendations are directed towards agencies, GAO did include 61 open recommendations for Congress, including one that says lawmakers should consider amending the Social Security Act to allow the Social Security Administration to share its full death file with the Do Not Pay working system, which could help make a dent in the more than $144 billion in improper payments. That's something Senator Claire McCaskill wanted to drive home when she questioned Comptroller General Gene Dodaro.
Is it true that we are going to have to do something in order to let the IRS get the full master death file?
Yes. The Social Security Administration believes there needs to be an amendment to the Social Security Act to get the full death master file. And this includes about 10% more records. And we think this is important and encourage
Congress.
That
should definitely go in our legislation.
To do the
notion that we can't figure out who's died before we pay them. I mean, we've talked about this in this committee many times.
Right.
We pay and then chase, and that never has a good ending. We've got to figure out how not to pay up front instead of paying and chasing. And it is... It's just something basic, like knowing who's dead, seems to me. The federal government can't figure that out. There is no hope.
Another congressional action that got attention from lawmakers was a correctable error authority for the IRS. J. Russell George, the Inspector General for the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, said the IRS does not have the power to correct tax returns during processing.
The IRS did on its own make a request to Congress for what's called correctable error authority, which would allow them to, if they saw mistakes or different types of information that they have versus what the taxpayer provided, they would be able to change the taxpayer's tax filing form and give the taxpayer the opportunity to contest the information if it hurts the taxpayer in terms of causing more of a tax liability than they think they're entitled to. Now, if the IRS were given that authority, we estimate that it would cost the IRS approximately $1.50 to implement that change. But without that, the only way the IRS can do it is through an audit of the tax return, and the audit costs roughly $300 per taxpayer. So there are changes that could be made, but the IRS needs more authority, and there again, they need to be able to cooperate more with other government agencies.
That cost discrepancy wasn't lost on committee chairman Senator Ron Johnson.
As a business guy, my controller comes into me and says, well, we can correct this for $1.50, or we can keep doing it the way we are doing right now, costs $300. Again, it makes eminent sense that you'd go the route where it only costs you $1.50, but for some reason, can you describe why we haven't done this? Has there been an attempt in law? Has somebody tried to block this? Is there any rationale for not doing, giving the IRS that error correction authority so we can do it for $1.50?
I have no idea whether or not there was resistance within Congress, but they do need legislative authority to do it, and they currently do not have that.
Yeah, Gene.
Yes, the IRS has been given this math authority for very specific types of tax credits and other issues. They haven't been given the broader authority that Russell suggested, or we've made same recommendation. And I think with proper safeguards, I think it goes to perhaps concerns that Congress has about giving IRS too much authority, but I think this area makes sense. There's a good case for it with proper safeguards that should be put in place. Nobody wants to disadvantage the taxpayer in the due process that they have.
Correctable error authority wasn't the only authority discussed during the hearing. Senator Heidi Heitkamp asked Dodaro what could be done to maintain efforts like the Office of Personnel Management's Hiring Excellence Campaign and what federal hiring duplication improvements could be made. Dodaro said one of the recommendation areas in the report is having OPM review federal hiring authorities. A study of OPM data found there were 105 hiring authorities used in fiscal 2014, and 20 of those authorities were used to hire about 90% of the people that year. Dodaro said his office's recommendations could come in handy this summer as departments plan their reorganization strategies. Dodaro said he met with the Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney and told him GAO is sending letters to each of the departments outlining open recommendations and areas where agency heads should focus their attention. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Meredith's story and a link to the GAO report all online at federalnewsradio.com.